Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Yeah, do the voice.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Good morning, everyone.
Got a better radio voice than I. Good morning, everybody. L.A. listening to morning radio. Look at Key. So Jay not with us. Jay is teaching Key a lesson. Stop calling him J-Bob or... just leaving us all by ourselves.
No, Derek, I think he actually is. I think he's calling a basketball game, college basketball.
Indeed he is. Derek Carr said goodbye to Raider Nation yesterday and so on social media. Key and Raider Nation is a real thing. Everyone's like, this nation, that nation. But like, there are some national brands that have fans wherever you go. The Raiders are one of those brands. Like, Al Davis created a brand that is genuinely a national one. And in L.A., they're still the most popular pro football team, right? And they're not even in L.A. anymore and haven't been for quite some time. They've been in a couple different cities since the last time they were in L.A. They're still the number one team in L.A. And even though they haven't had success like the Rams have had, they don't have a quarterback like the Chargers have, right?
I don't think they have a quarterback at all.
They don't have a quarterback at all right now. That is the case. So he says goodbye, Key, and here's the question now that he's available. Which non-playoff team is a Derek Carr away from potentially winning a Super Bowl? There's some candidates, of course. New England Patriots, New York Jets, Washington Commanders.
Can we say win a playoff game? You said a Super Bowl. Can we just say a playoff game?
To win a playoff game, I agree. Pats, Jets, Commanders, Colts, Titans. If Brady calls it quits, Tampa. Where do you think you like, if I add Derek Carr to that mix, they're going to make a playoff run?
If I'm him, I'm not following Brady to Tampa because that's all bad.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Indianapolis because they just, whatever, they don't ran through three other old so-called veteran quarterbacks. Tennessee's probably going to be in a rebuilding situation. Derrick Henry's getting old. I think they're going to try to shake some stuff up there. Who else did you say? The Pats? I don't necessarily see him being in New England because, you know, Belichick. Unless there's a different offensive coordinator, Belichick is speaking to Josh McDaniel, and he's already telling him what type of player he is. So that there, I like the Jets in all of them. The Jets got a good defense. All they need is a quarterback to complete 65% of his passes, throw for about 3,800, 4,000 yards, something like 27-10, 25-10, touchdown to interception rate, and they could win a playoff game.
I completely agree. Derek Carr, to me, as a quarterback, checks every box. But he doesn't check them at a super high level. He just checks them, right? He's got size that, say, like a guy like Kirk Cousins doesn't have, right, who also checks certain boxes. He's mobile enough. He's not a statue. He has an arm. He's accurate enough. He can read defenses. He can the one quality he may have that's exceptional is leadership, because we saw that during the whole Gruden situation, when Bisaccia came in, Carr was a real leader, it seems, right? And that team rallied. But he's not the kind of guy you bring in, and it's like, we're going to make lemonade out of lemons. He needs a lot of stuff. I mean, most
do. He's a quarterback that I like, that I would play with. Strong defense, strong running game. And all I need you to do is open the door, let them on the bus, drive it to the next stop, let them off, Drive to the next stop, open the door, get him
Patrick
on.
Patrick Mahomes.
I don't want him to be Patrick Mahomes.
Right. But by the way, you, with the quarterbacks you played with, if you had Derek Carr, you would have thought you died and went to heaven. Come on.
I mean, 17 different quarterbacks. This is the type of guy that I would like.
Of course.
Because I only need him to be 27 attempts, completions at about 17. I need 250 yards and a touchdown. I need you to make a couple throws throughout the course of the game that puts us in a position to score points. I don't need him to be Patrick Mahomes.
You want him to do what you want Dak Prescott to do. And they're similar in certain ways, right?
Now, yes.
I totally agree with you, therefore, about the Jets. When I look at the Jets, and I think there's some urgency for the Jets. Some teams, they ought to draft a quarterback and this and that. But defenses
– Do you think he could do what Brock Purdy's doing for San Francisco?
Oh, yeah, plus. Brock Purdy plus.
But I don't need him to do plus.
Yeah. I hear you, right. Purdy's good. But my point is about the Jets is the defenses. To me, a defensive generation is 5 years. After about 5 years, there's going to be some guys on the defense that aren't the same. Like you saw it with the Legion of Boom. I've seen it with the Giants a couple times. You see like the Ravens. You saw it with Baltimore. You might have that one piece that keeps the core of it together, like a Ray Lewis if he has a long career.
Yeah.
But it's usually about 5 years. So that's year one already that they balled out, right? They got maybe 3-4 more years where you can expect the defense to still be this defense. You don't have time to bring in a young quarterback and try it again and fail again. And even if you succeed, development takes 2 or 3. You need a veteran guy who can do all the things you need him to do because you got talent to unlock on the offense for sure, and you got a defense. Derek Carr fits the bill with the Jets.
Well, the problem with you mentioned a young quarterback. The problem with a young quarterback is they're not Trevor Lawrence. If you drop Trevor Lawrence in with the Jets, you know, it's a different story. You drop Justin Fields in, different story. You drop Justin Herbert in, different story. They dropped Zach Wilson in.
Yep.
They made a classic blunder in evaluation. Whoever convinced Joe Douglas that that's the guy, whether it was him convincing himself or people around him convincing him, it was the wrong decision, clearly.
Yeah.
Now you go get you a seasoned veteran that's not over the hill to do exactly what you need done. I mean, and that's kind of what we did in Tampa. We went and got Brad Johnson that was a seasoned veteran but wasn't over the hill. And he did what he needed to do offensively, and the defense held up their end of the bargain, and we chipped in.
Who's better, Derek Carr right now or Brad Johnson then?
I would probably say it's probably even. Mm-hmm. I'd probably say it was even. If we had Derek Carr – this Derek Carr
on
that Tampa Bay team, same thing.
Yeah, I like Carr too. Some guys grew on me. Like Carr got out the gate quick. Oh my God, he's the most talented young quarterback outside of Andrew Luck. Remember that? And then it was like, I don't know about this. And he wanted to fight me at one point because I said I thought he quit on the team, which in retrospect, I
would have fought you too.
Yeah, I don't blame
but
him.
But I would have actually fought you though. I wouldn't have just said it. We'd have gotten the octagon.
Man, I'm right here. So the main thing is this. The main thing is this, though. I don't blame him for that in retrospect, Key, because you know, when someone's just watching TV and I see body language and you make assumptions and da-da-da-da-da and, oh, man, this team is terrible. He's packing it in. But what he showed since then is, man, this dude does not pack it in. This dude, no matter what, stays the course. So I understand, and I apologize for it, too. And continue to because it was flippant. It was too quick, like kind of like a quick little one of these hot take, you know, BS things. But I'll say this: he's grown on me even as a player because I don't think I've seen him not be inconsistent. Right? If you give him a good stable situation, he's a consistently good performer. That's what the Jets need.
Look, man, when new coaches come in, they tend to want their own guys.
Yeah.
Right? Typically, that's the way it works. Aaron Rodgers was bigger than Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur, he tried to get his own guy. and Jordan Love. How did that work out for him? Right? It didn't work because he's bigger than Matt LaFleur. Okay? Tom Brady stayed with Bill Belichick forever. Then he left to go to Tampa. Russell Wilson was drafted by Pete Carroll, so he stayed forever. Then all of a sudden, he goes to Denver because the coach wants his own guy. He wants a new guy. How did that work out for Hackett? He gets fired. So when you start to look at it, Josh McDaniels was – Derek Carr was never going to get the full 1,000% support because Josh McDaniels was looking for a reason to move on and do his own thing. I mean, that's just – that's the way this sports world – works at this position in particular.
And it's
now
funny.
Here's what I would say about the Jets. If I'm the Jets, I got a list. And that at the top of that list is a wish list. And I'm starting with Aaron Rodgers. If I can get him.
And all bets are off. Yeah.
Yeah, we good.
Yeah.
But
that's a real possibility, by the way. I wouldn't just brush past that. It could happen.
Yeah, but let's say we can't. So scratch that one off.
Okay.
Then Carr's right there. After him, scratch that one off. Then Daniel Jones, if he becomes a free agent, come down the street because we're near – our stadiums is there. You don't have to move. All you got to do is change the
I would take
PO
Jones
box.
Before Carr if he was available.
See, I wouldn't, though. I wouldn't.
Key, he's already shown – think about what Carr
– I wouldn't.
Think about what Daniel Jones has been through in New York, how bad the teams were, how many coaching changes, how bad the media was on him, the whole thing. Never said the wrong thing. Never said the wrong thing. Never alienated his teammates. And then this is what he winds up doing? Still with no receivers.
I'm looking for a seasoned veteran.
He is at the key at this point. He is.
I need a seasoned veteran. I need a
little more time in the game.
A little more time. I need a guy like Derek Carr who can rally the troops. Like get in the huddle. You know, one of those guys. You need that on that side of the ball. You got a young offense. So you need a seasoned veteran dude that eyeballs aren't going to pop out of his head if he gets hit too hard. But those are the three that I'm chasing right there in that order.
I agree.
And then from there, I don't know what else is available.
I mean, I'd flip Carr and Jones, but I get your logic, and I agree.
You're only flipping Jones because you're a Giants fan.
No. Well, yes, that is true, but that's because I'm a Giants fan. I've watched him very closely this year. I don't think people know how good he's been.
He's a really good quarterback. I don't think he's better than Derek Carr, though. I don't with Derek Carr. Think about it. Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore. Who else they got over there at the receiver position? My dude from
was complaining he's not getting enough looks. Yeah,
no, that was Elijah Moore.
Oh, that was Elijah Moore. Yeah,
it's the Davis. Whether or not they keep Davis, who came over from Tennessee, I don't know. Based on his cap number, whether or not they got running backs.
Oh, they got a lot.
Yeah, they got some stuff, man. So. Yeah, man. That might be one, Robert Saleh. And they just fired Mike LaFleur. Well, not fired or whatever. They let him go or whatever it was. However you want to say it.
Here's the question now. I'm not going to ask this question. No, I'm not asking this question.
Yeah, ask it.
You want to hear what you want to
hear? Yeah, I want to hear what he got to say. Because anytime they whisper in your ear and not mine, something's wrong.
No, it's on the screen. Would a loss to the Dolphins make this season a failure for the Bills? I'm going to go ahead and answer that in the affirmative right now. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Diana Russini, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Diana Russini claims that she gave birth 3 months ago. I am calling BS. There is no... Key, I've been trying to get this little last bit of gut off me for, I don't know, months and months and months now. What the... And I didn't give birth 3 months ago. Look at this.
Yeah, when did you give birth then? Because what are you talking about?
The point is, it's hard enough. Yeah, but it's hard enough to have to have a flat stomach if you don't give birth. How is this possible?
This is why I come on this show. Please.
Great genes and working out and eating right. Max, try that. For the gene part, too late, but try to work it out.
It's true. I've been watching Max just hound down this, I think it's like a bacon, egg, and cheese. I don't even know what it is. And as he's sitting here asking me about my diet, I'm like, well.
I've been up since 4 in the morning. I guess 3 hours with no food.
You're talking to somebody who wakes up every 2 hours to feed their child, so I have no sympathy for you, my friend.
Man. I've done that 3 times, by the way.
All right, Max, you're getting ready to get in trouble.
I know you guys all, you guys all have more than one child, and I had my little Mikey last year, and you guys were all so supportive about being a new mom, and you kept talking about how wonderful it is, and then I had Joey, and now I feel like I'm in the club with you guys of, this is hard.
Yeah.
This is crazy, and I was not prepared for it, but...
What's the age difference?
They're 14 months apart.
Yeah, I had a brother like that. Irish twins, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm done, though. So this was a fun 2 years. So it is really, really good to be back. And I never in a million years thought that I would think of work as a vacation. But I am truly on vacation right now because this is so much easier than sitting home with those kids.
Meantime, we got the Bills and the Dolphins coming up. And, look, I mean, obviously, with Tua's concussions and everything, it takes a little steam off of any chance the Dolphins had to beat the Bills anyway. But I imagine there's enormous pressure on Buffalo and Josh Allen right now, Diana, because the DeMar Hamlin situation, and they have this cause bigger than themselves, and every bit of news we're getting from that situation has been good since the event, and the Bills were favored preseason anyway, et cetera, et cetera. How is it around Buffalo after a week that saw so many highs and lows?
Well, let's just start with the positive in Buffalo, which is it's back to normal there, right? Which they haven't been able to say in over a week. I was up there all last week and obviously at the game against the New England Patriots at home. And everything felt like they were cramming for a test, preparing for New England, just because the schedule was just so off, on top of the fact that they're dealing with all these different emotions. And head coach Sean McDermott is certainly one of the biggest creatures of habit. They all are. All athletes are. We know that. But he is in particular. So just the fact that they're back to just doing the normal things they do during the week is helpful. And obviously, on top of that, they have such great news, right? So you could really look at it in two ways, though, Max. Either they're going to be coming off this spectacular win against the New England Patriots and DeMar Hamlin home now, recovered, trying to get back to 100%. And you could easily see them being exhausted by all of that, right? Because that was a tremendous week of emotion. But you could also see them being locked in. But going back to your prediction of this Buffalo Bills team, when you summarized this entire year for them in terms of the expectation, you have to believe this. This season, no matter how good it's been at times, will be a failure if they're not able to beat the Miami Dolphins this weekend without a Tua.
Well, if that happens, then yes. I don't know that that would happen, given the fact that there's a lot of energy, and you know this, Di, up in Buffalo right now. They're on a mission. This is a team that I look at and I find myself rooting for, even though in the beginning of the season I was like too much hype. Now I'm like all in on them winning the Super Bowl because of the events that occurred over the last several months in Buffalo. I find myself being a Buffalo Bill fan, especially for this season. Who do you think, what matchups in this particular game the fans and me and Max and yourself should keep an eye on?
Yeah, I agree with you, though. They've certainly become sort of America's team, right? Last weekend especially. With the exception of those rabid Patriots fans, I think every single person in the country was rooting for the Buffalo Bills, and that's going to just continue now that they were able to overcome what they did. But in terms of what we're going to see this weekend, I mean, you've got the top corners going up against some of the best receivers in football right now, right? You have Tre'Davious White, who's, his job is going to be able to stop Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, right? On the other side, you have Stephon Diggs and Xavier Rhodes. You have really, to me, that's going to be the part of the game that you're going to want to keep an eye on. And just one, in terms of just enjoyment, but also you're going to see some of the best out there going up against each other. And this is where I think we're going to see the game determined.
Yeah, that's those matchups are, yeah. And of course, it's harder to be a really good receiver when the guy throwing you the ball is not a really good quarterback.
Yes.
And so that, because otherwise there's no stopping Tyreek Hill. I don't care who you put at him. Yeah. But this makes that matchup even more intriguing because
who are you telling, Max?
Little something is taken off, right? Yeah, right. Yeah, Keel tell you all about that.
No, and it's unfortunate because, you know, I would have loved to have seen this game with Tua in it. It makes it just so much better. And, you know, just going back to Buffalo, this is the first time all season they have back-to-back 1 o'clock games at home. You know, we talk about just that fan base and what the atmosphere is like. You know, and I've obviously covered games at Arrowhead. I've covered games at the Superdome. You know, we all know Bills Mafia is special. And to have, again, another schedule advantage for them, a 1 o'clock game at home again. You know, we talk about momentum coming into the playoffs and being in the playoffs. This is set up for the Bills to be in just a really good position.
Diana, you covered it. I know we got to let you get out of here in a minute. You've covered this league for a very long time, and so you know pretty much everybody and what their pulse is and what they're thinking and all these sort of things. There's a Sean Payton sighting, not only in California, not only in Denver, not only in Carolina, but all the wish list is Sean Payton for all the vacancies. What's the latest on him outside of Denver?
Yeah, so you have to figure every organization that's looking for a head coach is in talks with coach, and he's somebody that has a list of things that he's looking for, and one of those things is he wants a quarterback, right? He's not going to go to a place that is rebuilding. He's going to want to go in there and have some talent, especially after we saw life without Drew Brees, how difficult that was for him. So you look at all the teams that are in search. And Sean Payton is also a type that's going to want a lot of power and a lot of control. So you're going to need a GM that's going to be willing to give him that, or perhaps maybe an organization that doesn't even have a GM yet, like the Arizona Cardinals, who we know are in search for one. So Arizona is definitely one of those spots I have my eye on. And I'm not going to turn the page on New Orleans just yet. I think that is always going to be on the table for Coach Payton. And who knows, maybe this could be a situation where he could convince Tom Brady to join him. You know, there's been lots of talk around the league about Peyton wanting to work with Tom Brady. And what better opportunity than now than to go back to New Orleans and bring Brady
with him? What do you think if the Chargers situation opens up? They go out there and get blitzed by Jacksonville, and on Monday, he's relieved of Staley's relieved of his duties. What do you think about the Chargers' opportunity?
I think it's going to be whether or not if the Chargers want him. It could be one of those situations too, right? A lot of these owners are very particular about the type of head coaches they want in there. In terms of that roster, it certainly makes a lot of sense. If Sean Payton wants a quarterback, I think we can all agree here that Justin Herbert is without a doubt one of the best quarterbacks. I know you love Jimmy, Max, but I'm going to give Justin Herbert the nod on that one.
I think Justin Herbert may even be a little bit better than
I'm glad
so
to see
Brock
you.
Purdy, for that matter,
you've grown over the 3 months I've been out, so that's good to see.
You
still in love
with
Jimmy? You still in love with him?
He's underrated. Although Brock Purdy's not doing him any favors at the moment.
No, he's not. That offense obviously can operate with whoever.
Well,
there.
No, actually, it didn't. Only Brock Purdy and Jimmy Garoppolo. Even Trey Lance. No one can run it except those two guys.
Yeah.
Diana Russini, ladies and gentlemen, she's covering the Bills and Dolphins this weekend. Congratulations. I haven't had a chance to congratulate
you.
Yeah, congratulations, and we will talk to you soon. No Lamar. How do the Ravens keep it close, let alone pull off the upset against Bengals? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more.
Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. A loss for words? Not here. Fill in the blank.
All right, time to play Fill in the Blank. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Nuno?
All right, we've been talking about these games, so quick question. The 49ers will lose if...
The 49ers will lose if Brock Purdy, all of a sudden... make a turn for the worse, turns the ball over, starts to do things ill-advised, decisions that he shouldn't be making.
49ers will win if Geno Smith plays one of his better games of the season, because he's played at a pretty high level, and they keep the score down. Seattle could nip them late.
All right, the Bills will lose if?
If they play down to the competition. They'll lose if they play down to the competition. The Miami Dolphins will beat them.
The Bills will lose if hell freezes over. But it is cold in Buffalo, so, like, we'll see.
All right.
Or if it all of a sudden becomes 110.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Not if hell freezes over.
All right, fill in the blank.
It warms up.
Fill in the blank. The Giants will win if?
They control Jamar Jefferson. If they somehow take him out of that game and make them one-dimensional with Dalvin Cook, the Giants will win that game.
The Giants will win if the universe wants me to be happy. I think they have to play as Keywoods. Let me do Keyshawn. Solid and sound football. Daniel Jones, don't turn the ball over. Drop back 23 times. Complete 17 passes. You know, throw one in, run one in. Giants win the game.
You're saying the Giants will win if they do it their way, Max?
Giants will win. If they, hold on, let me get this on ESPN2 and ESPNU. Our way. Our way, not their way. Our way. Can't you see the shirt?
All right. The Vikings will lose if, fill in the blank.
The Vikings will lose only if the Giants go in there and run wild with Saquon Barkley. If Barkley can go duplicate some of the same things that he did against them the first time around, they'll win this game.
Yeah, agreed. And it also keeps it keeps the tempo the way the Giants want it, and the defense, or rather the Minnesota offense off the field. So, yeah, 100% Barkley.
The Ravens will win if, fill in the blank.
If Lamar Jackson shows up and basically bamboozled everybody to believe that he wasn't going to play. I don't think that they're going to win this football game, because simply Lamar's out and they have an issue at the quarterback position.
Whew. The Ravens will win if. I guess if Huntley can go and plays the game of his life, I guess that would give him a shot, man. I think the Ravens will win if the Bengals just play their worst game of the year, right? Then the Ravens can win.
All right, and fill in the blank. The Bengals will lose if. What does that worst game look like?
I think that if the Bengals will lose, if the Ravens defense all of a sudden come to play at a whole nother level and they get after Joe Burrow, they double team and isolate Ja'Marr Chase and make them basically throw the football to somebody else outside of Chase, I think that's how they win this game.
Yeah, I think Joe Burrow's going to have to turn the ball over a bunch of times, right? We saw Burrow, the offensive line last year had a problem protecting him, something like that. If Joe Burrow winds up taking five sacks, turns the ball over 2-3 times, the Ravens can win the game. So there it is. I don't see that happening. Now watch, Key. Watch Miami pop them and Baltimore pop them, right? Like, NFL is stupid like that, man. You get some results sometimes you just don't see coming. Dave in Maryland. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Where's the best landing spot for Derek Carr?
What's going on, fellas? To me, it's pretty obvious. It's the Commanders. If you look at the situation here of their roster, they've got a Pro Bowl in Terry McLaurin. Dotson played well. They've got two good running backs in Robinson and Gibson. The defense is solid with Young and Allen and Sweat. And you put a solid quarterback on that roster. And when you talk about the Jets being an option, you know, I would challenge you to say that I think the Commanders roster is just a little bit better. And, you know, I just feel like that if it was also Carr's choice, why would I want to go against Josh Allen for the next 5, 6, 7 years? And Miami Dolphins are going to be solid. You know, whereas the East, obviously the Eagles are ascending, but, you know, Dallas seems a little bit sketchy. I think
Derek Carr makes a total bunch. The NFC East is the best. It's the best division in football. You have three teams go to the playoffs.
Why would I want to go to the NFC East, and why would I want to play for the Commanders when the Commanders have tried the veteran quarterback stuff already? They've had Alex Smith, okay? Then they went out and got Carson Wentz. Heineke's there, whatever, he's been in the fold. But they've tried that. The New York Jets have yet to try the veteran quarterback under this regime. So that's why I say if I'm the Jets or if I'm Carr, I'm eyeing down the Jets. New England is whatever. We know Miami probably is going to deal with another quarterback situation. Now, Miami's a good football team, but they're not at the top where New England is. I mean, where Buffalo is. And if they get Carr in the fold in New York for the Jets, it'll change completely that division.
I don't get the argument that the NFC East is easy. The NFC East, every team but the Commanders is in the playoffs. And also, at least the Eagles and the Giants both seem to be trending up. Like, their futures look bright. The Jets, on the other hand, you can say what you want about the Commanders roster. The Jets have Quinnen Williams, Sauce Gardner. Like, they have guys on defense that are a little different, that are game wreckers, that are shutdown guys.
They got young receivers. They got young receivers.
I'm just on the defense.
Hall come back off injury. People forget before he got injured, he was on his way.
Yes, the Jets have a lot of talent. I'm with you, Ken.
And they just got rid of the offensive coordinator, so they're telling you right there that we need to do something on the offensive side of the ball. Although I know the Commanders got rid of Turner, but this is a different situation.
So we were asking, you know, fill in the blank, if. What happens for the Dolphins to beat the Bills? That ain't going to happen. What happens if the Ravens, how can they beat the Bengals? Ain't going to happen. But it does lead to this question. Who has more pressure on them this weekend, considering they're at this point such huge favorites? The defending AFC champion Bengals or the would-be team of destiny Buffalo Bills? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Hey, hey, Buffalo. Hey, hey, Buffalo.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Taking the Bills. You can't go out of Buffalo with a third-string quarterback and think you're going to win against a team on a mission.
This is would be a monumental upset. In the cold weather, traveling. They haven't done well in either recently. And now they don't have Tua. Bills all day. Bills got a lot of pressure on them, Key.
Going to lift that pressure off of him, though. Well, Max, if you was ever inside this stadium when yeah, they was rolling with Jim Kelly and Thurman and in that group when they played this, you knew it was a wrap for you. You just knew it was like, ain't nothing we could do.
Four straight Super Bowls. They couldn't win it, but they
and that
came
whole
close.
Stadium was going crazy when I was young, when I was playing them like in the 90s. Oh, my God. And you look like there's Bruce Smith and Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas and Andre Reed. And Tally and Kel, oh, it was just in that song. You look up at the scoreboards, you're like,
uh-oh.
Yeah, well, this is a wrap. No, it ain't gonna happen.
Too deep. Yeah. You know, Marcellus Wiley used to tell me, my old broadcast partner, and we all worked together at 710 ESPN in LA. He used to tell me that there's so, like, playing in Buffalo was different than anywhere else because he was in Dallas for a minute and San Diego with the Chargers because it's. The whole town is
well, it's like
focused.
Playing in Buffalo and Green Bay are very similar in that. It's like a college town. Like, it's just that little stadium or a big stadium, so to speak, in that little town and one road. Every time you
what
go
is it with
into
you in
the stadium.
It's always you on the one road.
Because that's what happens. It's just one road, and the road has rocks and mud, and because they got to put the rocks and the salt down for the snow, and it's all muddy, you know. And that's the way it is in Green. Well, it may be different in Green Bay now, and maybe even in Buffalo, the infrastructures have changed so much. But back then, that's the way it was.
Yeah,
and all you saw was the lights.
He used to talk about, like, when you go to cash your check at the bank. You know, back then it was different. He's like, the problem in Buffalo, or deposit your check, whatever. The problem in Buffalo is if you didn't win that week, man, the teller doesn't even want to do anything for it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like that.
Yeah, they're going to pull the thing down. You walk up.
Yeah, like, don't be – when you win. But, like, that, I imagine that – you know, there's an expression, all politics is local, right? Like, there's a feeling around that team, I imagine, where, man, after what happened – after all the preseason hype, because let's back it up. Every year they took a step closer. They draft a strong young kid with a big arm and the legs, and he should play up in those conditions, right? And then they get him as receiver, and every year he's getting better. And then he gets to that slugfest with the Chiefs, and after that it's like they changed the rules so everyone touches the ball now in the overtime because of that, and it just feels like they're built to beat the Chiefs, and now they're built to beat everyone every year, closer and closer. This was supposed to be the year. They're the favorites. And then they beat the Chiefs in Kansas City, and then the DeMar Hamlin thing happens, and he comes out of it. And he's, did we win, is the first thing he says. And it's like a Disney movie, right? But I imagine that is, after everything we just said, enormous pressure on this team.
And think about this, after everything that went on over the last several months in Buffalo, now they're in the playoffs. They win their playoff games, they're supposed to. They meet up against Kansas City, in Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Dome, indoors, out of the cold Kansas City weather, out of the cold Buffalo weather, indoors, they win. They now go to Arizona, indoors, great weather, the whole deal, and they go on and they win the Super Bowl. Everything is aligned perfectly for them.
But the more we say that, the more we tell the story, the more we talk about the town of Buffalo rallying around the team, how they're America's team, the more you set it up that way, the more pressure there is to win. And now they're facing a Miami team with no Tua.
It's a different type of pressure, though, right? Because pressure seems – when you say pressure, it seems to have a negative connotation to it. This pressure – for the Bills is different. I don't know how it's a positive pressure, so to speak. I don't know how to say that.
Right, but that, what I'm getting at is that kind of tidal wave of goodwill and feeling. It feels like they're being swept up in it and they're riding that. But you said something. One of the things you said that has stuck with me on this show, and it was early on when I was on the show. You were talking about when that ball is in the air and you're all by yourself. Right. This is you're. That it you're thinking, like, there's a long time, right? And you're thinking
that thing is in the air forever.
You're thinking, like, I cannot drop this ball, right? I must catch this ball. That's what it feels like to me. They're running down, they're streaking down toward, and it's a beautiful pass, and it's all set up. At some point, now you are the type of dude who is able to block that out or fuel yourself or whatever, but there are some dudes who drop that ball because it was too much. Right?
Yeah, but I don't sense that for them. I don't sense that for them because they got big-time playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. That's just not something that I don't feel that there's something that they even put themselves in that mindset. You know, when Stephon Diggs runs down the field, his hands aren't turning trying to figure out how to catch it. He already knows.
Some of it's technique. Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's so easy.
Right.
And the ball is so pretty. There's other guys, though, when that ball is in the air, they panic. And you see it with defensive backs. When the ball is in the air for a long time, that's why DBs get flags. They fall down because that thing is in the air forever, and they get to panic it.
See, that's
and then
what
all
I mean.
Of a sudden, it's over.
You know, this is what the phenomenon of hypnosis is based on, Key, that the imagination is stronger than the will, right? Like, that people's imaginations, you have to have so much discipline not to let the negative outcome in an imagination, you know, pop in there, right? And that's what I mean. The analogy for me with the Bills is that ball is in the air and it's a beautiful pass, and now the Bills got to catch that thing. And for some people, that's the hardest thing to do. And I agree with you. It doesn't feel to me like there's some negative stuff going on with the team, but I still imagine there's pressure.
Do you think they're going to see Kansas City in a championship game?
No.
If you had to be a betting man, do you think they'll see Kansas City in the championship game?
No, I think the Bengals are going to be in the championship game again.
So you think the Bengals have enough to go – I don't know. I got to look at the seeding. But you think they have enough to go into Buffalo or Kansas City and win?
I do. You know what it is? It's the reason I like Burrow so much. There's something wrong with him, man. There's something wrong with Joe Burrow. Just believes he is that dude, and so like it's a self fulfilling prophecy. And then Jamar Chase and these
Buffalo,
dudes, it's a lot.
Hey, Buffalo.
You like Buffalo? You think they're gonna do it?
I'm a Buffalo guy right now. For the next month, I'm a Buffalo guy.
I think everyone is, right? Who has more pressure?
What's the best landing spot for
Derek Carr? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.